Most of the people in the project, not most, I can't say most, there's a lot of people in a project who don't want to better themselves, so they, and they don't care. They throw trash around. They steal instead of work. You know, they're prostitutes instead of a good honest business. Nothing wrong with prostitution, don't get me wrong, because that's your oldest profession. But it is, you know. Mary Magdalene was a prostitute, remember? And
yeah, but that wasn't exactly, that wasn't the right thing to do.
No, I'm not saying it was right. She has advanced senility and extreme brain damage due to a stroke. So her husband's thinking about nursing home placement. Something you have to deal with.
Yeah, a lot of money's been turned out. My grandmother was sitting up for a while.
No, they didn't.
Any of the different areas, names they'd have for the project?
Oh, yeah, you have Iberville or to out of towners, Iberville. You have the Desire Project. Desire is terrible. Everything happens in Desire. You have your. Maybe it's because you have 3,000 people who live in the Desire Project. That's 3,000 families. And a lot of families have maybe 5 to 7 children, maybe more. You just don't know. Desire has a high crime rate. Desire is the project of the city, you know, where everything wrong happens. But if you go into it, you can meet some good people. In Desire, you have poor people who have dignity. You have a lot of poor people with no dignity, and that's where you get your slums. You've got people without dignity. And Desire has had some bad things happen to it. They had the, who are those folks? I don't know, that was our worst scene yet. I can't remember their names. They were some Muslims. Or something else.
Religious group?
A radical group. With Huey Newton, the Black Panther.
Oh boy.
They had their headquarters in the Desire Project area. And they had a bad shootout a few years back that really put the icing on the cake for Desire. And it's just terrible. But like I said, usually we have some people who live on Desire and who come out of there. And what else? You have your St. Bernard Avenue project. That's another different, it's another section of town, but it's going towards the lakefront area. You know, it's really amazing. One block away you have poverty, and the next block you have wealth. Only one street divides it.
Yeah.
Because you leave, what is that, Senate Street. On the right-hand side of Senate is your project, which that's your St. Bernard Avenue project. You have a high rate of crime there. And on the left-hand side of Senate, you have your $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 homes and families who are making good decent money. And just cross the street, murders. What else? The other projects you have? You have the Calliope project. And you have...
When you were young, what were the places that you liked to go in the city? Were there well-known places around here where people could go?
We went to the beach. That was Pontchartrain Beach itself. Not the amusement park section of it. The whole beach area was like a big picnic area. It still is. You enjoy it. You went. At that time, you could swim in Lake Pontchartrain because the water was clean. And it was nice for picnic areas. And
y'all went out there and?
You had picnics and you'd swim in the lake. It was fun. No one harassed you, you know, like they're doing nowadays.
At the beach?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did they do that?
Yeah, not as much like now, because you get a lot of radical people who think, well, they own the beach, it's public property, but they don't want you there. You don't have to be, you have a long strip of land where you can go, you know, picnic.